Welcome to the HIV Australia podcast, a discussion about the community-led response to HIV. Janelle Fawkes is a sex worker based in regional Queensland. She's the campaign leader at Decrim Queensland, part of Respect Inc. Leanne Melling coordinates the sex worker outreach program at the Northern Territory AIDS and Hepatitis Council. At a recent Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations members meeting, we got an update on the progress of sex work industry laws in Queensland, the Northern Territory and South Australia from Janelle and Leanne. Janelle began her presentation with an explanation of the Scarlet Alliance.
So Scarlet Alliance, as you know, is the national peak sex worker organisation, and our membership is diverse. We have membership of individual sex workers as well as sex worker organisations, and the sex worker organisations range dramatically from unfunded groups like Vixen in Victoria through to funded organisations in states like Queensland, and also collectives of sex workers working on specific issues. And our associate membership includes groups like Touching Base that brings together sex workers and people with disabilities. What Scarlet Alliance does on this topic is brings us all together to consider, synthesise the evidence, consider the lived experience of sex workers, and look at the impacts of sex work legislation at a state and territory level, and in doing so, develop policy issues or policy positions, And as you, I hope, everybody in the room will know that our policy position on sex work legislation is the full decriminalisation of the sex industry. So that is because it removes police as the regulators of the sex industry, repeals criminal laws, regulates sex industry businesses through already existing standard planning business and industrial codes. It doesn't single out sex workers for specific regulation, and it's a whole of government approach. And by that we mean that the sex industry businesses become regulated by a range of different government departments, but importantly not by the police.
Okay. It's also a document that's produced, this is lifted out of a document that's produced as a resource for policymakers and stakeholders to understand the complexity of issues for sex workers and work and that overlap. And the resource is called The Principles of Bottle Sex Work Legislation, and that came out of 2014 AIDS Conference.
And it's on the Scarlet website. The other thing that Scarlet does is brings us all together each year for a national forum, and there's often some kind of either public event or demonstration, but last year it was a symposium in Parliament House in Queensland. This is an image of part of the room, but it was from people in Queensland Parliament, the first time that room had been filled to its 150 capacity, as far as they could remember. So obviously a very important topical issue. And a lot of ministers and MPs either dropped in or stayed for the full event, and a lot of them sent advisors along. So it was very productive, but wouldn't have happened without that collaboration between Scarlet Alliance and the membership. I'm just going to skip through a couple of slides on the Decrim QLD campaign, close to my heart. And that is a group of sex workers who have come together with to join with Respect, the funded sex worker organisation in Queensland, to demand decriminalisation. So this is our speech bubble campaign that we've taken off to many, many events. In fact, anywhere you see us, we're taking photos of people with these speech bubbles, and it's created a really an opportunity, a very obviously low cost. There's no money, let's face it, there's no cash. So this didn't cost anything to turn this cardboard into these very high quality speech bubbles. And we get a lot of engagement from them, and people are, for whatever reason, very happy for us to put them on social media holding that bubble. So sending a very important message.
And Swap NT has actually plagiarised the whole campaign. Yes. It's so fantastic. And that level of community engagement and one-to-one conversations about work, about health, about everything that we talk about and about rights is integral to reform.
And you're very welcome to plagiarise. Yes. Which is, I think, the good thing about the network within the sex worker community space is we do share around documentation and anything, basically, and try to make those resources stretch. This is a resource, doesn't do justice to the document, but I wanted to let you know that on this Respect website, we have a section on decriminalised sex work. We've put together 5 infographics that pull out bits of evidence and stats and research, and we hope put them into a form which the general person on the street can understand why we need the laws changed. And as you can see here, for Queensland, one of the key issues is the licensing framework is extremely problematic and has created a two-tiered sex industry, where a very small number of sex industry businesses are licensed. In fact, only 20 in the entire state, and that's after 19 years of the model. So more than 80% of the industry operates outside of the legal sector, and independent sex workers are criminalised for, as you can see, implementing very basic safety strategies like texting each other when our clients arrive and leave. Completely unacceptable in our opinion, and the fact that independent sex workers have to choose between working legally or safely is completely outrageous. On top of that though, it's extremely heavily policed. The usual pattern is PETF, or the Prostitution Enforcement Task Force, pose as clients because they have found a word wrong in our advertising, and that allows them to get permission to do an undercover sting on us as individual sex workers. They pose as a client, make a booking, come in. They identify from our phones, laptops, that we have been communicating with another sex worker about our work, or getting a receptionist to send us our bookings, or getting someone to help with our advertising, and that bumps up the charge to knowingly participate in the provision of prostitution, which is a $6,000 fine. On top of that, our money is treated, along with our laptops, etc., are seized and are treated as tainted goods. So that's another $1,000 fine. So that's a $6,000 fine. But in this case, for this Chinese sex worker, and for a number of massage parlour raids recently, courts are only giving out an extremely small fine, about $150 to $1,500 fines, and often with no charge or no conviction recorded. So we think that's sending a very important message that courts are not actually interested in progressing these charges. Doesn't prevent what's happening by the police. We've done a lot of work to get Labor to include this as a policy position for the decriminalisation of sex work in Queensland. So this came out of the last national conference, and sorry, State Labor Conference, what am I talking about? Wishful thinking. And this is removal of Chapter 22A of the Criminal Code. That's that stuff that prevents individual sex workers from working together. And the Police Powers Act, police have the immunity to request illegal activities as part of their entrapment of sex workers in Queensland. Where we're at with this is we've done a lot of work on building partnerships, and we've asked organisations to sign on to our campaign for decriminalisation of sex work. This is our great list so far of 21 groups and organisations, and you'll see that some of your organisations are on there, but you could all be on there very easily. Please get in contact. What is happening with this one?
Under attack! What do we do? Sex workers are under attack! What do we
just in case you thought we'd become all bureaucratic and we can't to talk to ministers, we wanted to let you know that we still walk down the middle of the street screaming about sex work.
Why not play it again? It's so good. Okay, so moving over to the Northern Territory, there's been a number of motions passed over the years since 2014, put together solely by sex workers in the Northern Territory, and also with technical support from SCART Alliance. And not once has the union movement or the Northern Territory Labor Party removed any of the wording. The only thing that they've removed has been timelines. We asked for it a little bit too quick, the first motion. So this is the 2018 motion, and over time the motions have progressed. So the motion for 2019 I'm unable to put up, but what I can add to the amendments on that is that the new motion has exactly the same content, but it has more detail in line with where our advocacy and law reform campaign, in line with the movement of the current government in the Northern Territory, is up to. So it is about amending the Anti-Discrimination Act, but it's actually about stipulating that sex work and sex worker are in putting within that act as main attributes, which means that every single protection will be in place for sex workers and sex work. And it's important to have sex work in there because a lot of people will say, oh, sex workers, you know, you've got to look after them. But we'll say that other parts of the industry exploit sex workers, and actually the work itself gets attacked to attack sex workers and our ability to provide services to clients, therefore after. Resourcing our peer organisations to work in collaborative partnerships that are already established with Unions NT and the government, the Department of the Attorney General and Justice and Department of Business, WorkSafe, NT WorkSafe, with technical support additionally from SCART Alliance to develop work health and safety guidelines for sex workers. And that's all sex workers. That will include guidelines for street-based sex workers, because a lot of people think that street-based sex workers don't have agency, and it's quite the opposite. There's great strategies in place to offer for work health and safety guidelines for street-based sex workers as well. And define all of the essential components to work towards work health and safety guidelines, anti-discrimination protections, full decriminalisation of sex work, to draft a bill similar to what's in place in South Australia at the moment in Parliament, to intersect all of those components for sex workers' rights. And then thereafter, we would like a Charter of Human Rights for everybody. So to achieve best practice approaches for us and what we've identified as working, and the reforms are led by us and people are listening to us, and to achieve that it requires meaningful and active consultation with us and our expertise of the Australian Sex Worker Rights Association. Unions are very important regardless of what government is in place when we're talking about workers' rights, and that is why we have unions in there, and also because the unions are very supportive in the Northern Territory of the rights of sex workers. So I suppose I'd like to ask all stakeholders here today to actively stand united with sex workers, and that we thank those organisations here already who actively do so.
Just to finish, we've kind of taken you on a little rough road across what SCART does, what is happening in Queensland, the Northern Territory, really great stuff that's happening right now. But we're going to finish on South Australia. So as many of you will know, that South Australia has a decriminalisation bill that has been in Parliament many, many times. It was first a private member's bill from a Labor politician, but in its latest form, it's it's Tammy Franks from the Greens that's putting the bill up. It'll have its second reading speech on the 5th of June, What's important about this time and why we think this is the real opportunity to get it through is, firstly, there's been years and years and years of work by sex workers in South Australia to successfully bring a lot of other organisations and entities along on the ride and to understand why decriminalisation has to work. But now we have a situation where the numbers are likely in the upper house. The lower house, the Liberal Attorney General has stated very clearly that she will lead this through, and that's always been the problem area before. So there's great potential, but there is going to be a massive push for amendments which will completely erode the value of the bill. So the message we need to send right now to politicians in South Australia is that no amendments. We've got a really good bill that a lot of people support, and we need to not undermine it at all.
No, I think that's it really, and except that I think across the country, and SWAP-NT and the Sex Worker Reference Group are also following suit with South Australia, and that is we are not giving up on full decrim. Yeah. No one left behind.
Yeah.